This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu left for Nadi in Fiji late in the evening as a part of her three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. During her visit, the president will hold bilateral meetings and interact with Indian diaspora. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. This visit aims to further the strong historic ties we share with the three nations and reaffirm India's commitment to the Act East policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the wall collapse mishap in Sagar, Madhya Pradesh. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the incident caused by the wall collapse is heartbreaking. He wished for speedy recovery of those injured. Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati today said that her party is not in support of any change in the present reservation system and demanded that it be included in the 9th schedule of the constitution. The Supreme Court on 1st August held that states are constitutionally empowered to make sub-classifications in SC-ST quota. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Ms. Mayawati demanded that the present NDA government and centre should change the decision by making the amendment in constitution. She said only 10 or 11% of the SC-STs might have become economically strong and the condition of the rest 90% is very bad. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will chair an apex-level tri-service financial conference in New Delhi tomorrow. The conference is aimed to enhance cohesion and synergy in financial issues of the armed forces and will see the participation of senior officials from Ministry of Defence, Controller General Defence Accounts, among others. The conference is being coordinated by headquarters of the Integrated Defence Staff. It is aligned with the objectives set for the ongoing drive on integration and jointness in the armed forces. After the recent disaster in Himachal Pradesh, the operation to search the missing people in the affected areas is going on a war footing. The search for missing people in the cloudburst incidents in Shimla, Mandi and Kullu districts of Himachal Pradesh continued for the fourth day today. During this operation, 2 bodies have been recovered in Mandi district and 1 in Shimla district. Foreign Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Denzel Douglas, arrived in New Delhi on the first ever foreign ministerial visit from the country to India. External Affairs Ministry said this visit will open new chapters of cooperation and further strengthen bilateral ties between India and St. Kitts and Nevis. In Bangladesh, at least 55 people, including 13 policemen, have been killed and hundreds got injured in fresh clashes amongst protesters, members of law enforcement agencies and members of ruling party-backed organizations in Dhaka and other places today. The protesting students have announced long march to Dhaka for Monday, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina-led government. Our correspondent reports that the government has imposed curfew for an indefinite period from 6 p.m. today in Dhaka and other parts of the country. The government also announced a 3-day public holiday on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday for ensuring public safety. At the Paris Olympics, Indian hockey team has stormed into semi-finals, defeating Great Britain by 4-2 in a penalty shootout. The men in blue managed to dominate the show after playing one-man shot for 42 minutes as Amit Rohidas was sent off with a red card. Earlier, during regular time, Indian skipper Harmanpreet Singh drew the first blood by converting a penalty corner in the 22nd minute. Britain's Lee Mortoon then scored the equaliser after 5 minutes, which led the match to the tie-breaker stage. In his last international appearance, goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh turned the saviour by making crucial saves. Indian players were remarkable during the shootout and emerged victorious with 4-2 score line. And in men's cricket, the host Sri Lanka defeated India by 32 runs in the second match of the series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.